Today's Best Music 99.5 WLOL. Tomorrow, who knows? This could be our last day. We're not quite sure yet. As soon as we find out, we'll let you know. It's 6:49 with Miller, Mondale, and Hines. Today's Best Music 99.5 WLOL, 6:52, Miller, Mondale, and Hines. We've got one below. High today should be somewhere around 20. Coming up a little bit after 7 o'clock, Billy Bob's Roadkill Cafe and Autobody. And then at 7:35 or so, we'll pull out a Hines and Berglund bit from the past. Coming up here in just a little bit, we have a song parody that always, always ticks off New Kids on the Block fans. And believe me, it's our job, it's our purpose in life to do that. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Go ahead and tell Eleanor what you were just telling Mark, our producer.
Well, I was just mentioning that that all kinds of other radio stations have women with sexy voices, and you see them, and, whoa, man, you just want to run for the border. But Eleanor, man, finally the face and the rest of it matches the voice. And, I mean, that's really something.
Well, thanks.
I just got to thank you guys for all the years of music. I mean, you're just the best. I mean, you were there when I started smoking and there when I lost my virginity, and you just been with me. So, thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
You betcha.
Have a good life.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Check by check from WLOL.
Ain't that the truth?
Check by check from WLOL. It's 6:56. Miller, Mondale, and Hines on what could be our last day. And we want to thank you for being loyal listeners to the new WLOL Morning Show. It's 7 o'clock at 99.5 WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul, with Miller, Mondale, and Hines, the WLOL Morning Show.
Nope. It takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
Yeah. Today could be our last day. We're not sure yet. As soon as we find out, you know, you'll know. And until then, 989-WLOL, if there's something you want to hear from either the new WLOL Morning Show or Hines and Berglund, if we've got it, we'll get it on for you. Because Lord knows, you people have been the most incredible listeners a station could ask for. Best Music 99.5 WLOL. Who knows? Tomorrow it could be NPR. We're just not sure yet. But we're taking your calls and requests at 989-WLOL. Thanking you for being loyal listeners over the past 10 years. Later this hour, Justify My Clavin, a Hines and Berglund bit from the past, and whatever else you want.
I won't forget the times we shared together.
Today, Best Music 99.5 WLOL 709 Miller, Mondale, and Hines. High today is going to be around 20. Right now, one below. Tuesday, more clouds and around 25. And right now, did I say it's one below? A little bit later this hour, Justify My Clavin. We'll also get the Life Call wrap on before we get out of here at 9 o'clock. A Hines and Berglund bit from the past that you will not want to miss. And we'll try to squeeze in the 6 days of Christmas as performed by the fella, Professor Curious, Trevor Reginald, and of course Miller, Mondale, and Hines. We have one commercial this hour. Okay, just one. I mean, nobody's going to give you more music and more comedy in the morning than the WLOL Morning Show at this point in the game. And should today be the last day, we'll let you know just as soon as we get the official word. But right now we're kind of playing along as it is. Coming up, Billy Bob's Roadkill Cafe after we take this short break at WLOL.
Because of the winter storm on Monday, two blocks north of Rosedale on Snelling.
7-Eleven from 99.5 WLOL. More of today's best music coming up. But first, let's go back to the past from Hines and Berglund. Here's Billy Bob's Roadkill Cafe, a classic.
Hi, good morning, WLOL. Is this Billy Bob?
Hey, boy, howdy. This here is Billy Bob McMonagle from Billy Bob's Roadkill Cafe in Otterbody.
Sure.
You're not open for breakfast this morning. You couldn't get your car in here unless you come from next door or had a helicopter.
Why? Why?
Well, I tell you, boy, I am madder than an exploratory ant in a 6-inch ant farm. You know, boy, here there's two seasons in Minnesota. Winter and road construction, and guess which one hit the roadkill this week?
No.
That's right. Their darn highway department has decided to open season on a stretch of highway right in front of the Roadkill Cafe and Autobody.
So you virtually have to shut down then.
We're shutting down. You can't get in, you can't get out. You want to stretch your highway right down there by the lake? It's all closed. We're detoured right around here.
No.
And I tell you, that's bad for business. I'm burned worse than a newlywed's toast. Anyway, okay. So you can't even get out to look at a movie. I can't do nothing. I'm trapped in here.
So there's no movie review
no
either?
No movie review. I tell you, we are more depressed than the refrigerator market on the South Pole.
You got...
So here we go.
Have you go what?
With a new feature.
What is it?
Billy Bob answers viewer mail. Actually, it's listener mail. If you are watching this, the 60s are awful good to you. So I have some viewer mail.
Okay,
here's question number one.
Right.
Comes from a listener in South Minneapolis. Dear Billy Bob and Chef Billy Earl, is it true that you have the Heimlich maneuver imprinted on every one of your menus? Well, yes, that is true. As a matter of fact, let me explain that. Gus Heimlich, he's the cheapest son of a gun in Kennebec County. And what he does is he does, you know, we tell everybody $11.95, whatever you think is fair.
Yeah.
Well, he thinks it's fair not to pay toll.
Oh.
So he tries to leave without paying.
You'll get
so
those,
one day, yeah. Billy Earl got a little upset with the man. So he grabbed him and turned him upside down and grabbed him by his stomach and shook him upside down until we got the $11.95 out of him. So if we can get him to cough up $11.95, we can get other people to cough up old Bruce Baby with Bernie sauce anytime.
Okay.
So we call that the Heimlich maneuver.
The Heimlich maneuver.
All right, question number two comes from a listener in Lake Elmo, which I like. I like that name.
I do too.
Says, Dear Billy Bob, my stupid husband and I are having an argument. I say Glenn Close is the greatest actress in Hollywood, and my moronic, idiotic, doltish husband says it's Meryl Streep. Can you please inform this Neanderthal fool that I am right? He is so dumb. Dear lady, you're both right. Glenn Close is Meryl Streep. I just have one word for your husband, though. Hey, pal, wake up and smell the turtle pancakes. Lose this broad.
Okay.
Question number three comes from Richfield.
Oh.
From Billy Steve, the auto mechanic guy.
Yeah.
My brother. Dear Billy Steve, I have a 1982 Dodge Omni with a small block V6. I have experienced some pressure loss in the carburetor, which has caused a rich gas-to-air ratio mixture, which gives me irregular mileage when I'm using a low-grade unleaded.
Uh-huh.
What can I do?
And what does Billy Steve suggest?
Billy Steve says, what the hell are you talking about, boy? Whack it with a wrench, and if it don't clear up, just wipe the windshield off and tell the owner it's fixed. And the final question is question number four. Dear Billy Bob, I used to be the president of the United States of America. What do you think of that? Signed, Richard Nixon, New York City.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's real nice. But I don't think Nixon is spelled with a K and an F.
Listen, Billy Bob, have a major league week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, I hope the darn highway clears up so I can actually have a Broke Hill Cafe next week for you.
We hope so, too.
Are they resurfacing or what?
Well, they're digging. They're putting some of that plumbing stuff, sewer stuff in here, and now we're going to have running water.
Oh, that'll be a nice plus.
Well, yeah, that's nice.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you both later.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
A classic from Heinz and Berglund, Billy Bob's Roadkill Cafe and Auto Body. It's 7:15, Miller, Mondale, and Heinz on what could be our last day. The WLOL Morning Show and Jody Watley. Today's Best Music, 99.5, WLOL. Tomorrow, who knows? This could be our last day. We're not quite sure yet, but as soon as we find out, we'll definitely let you know. Miller, Mondale, and Heinz, the new WLOL Morning Show. Of course, we are playing bits from the past from the Heinz and Berglund show, and we'll get to those throughout the morning. It's 7:24. Eleanor, you have a letter?
We get a lot of letters. And
okay.
I just pulled a couple of them out just to read to people, because we really appreciate them. It's nice, even though we all have to leave and nobody has any control over it, it's still nice to know that people like listening. So dear everyone at LOL, I would like to thank you for all that you have been and done for me in the past few years, starting with the morning show. I wonder why I chose this letter. I was mad at first when Heinz and Berglund were no longer a team. They were very nice, and when I met them at the Observatory Club party on January 16th. But to Miller, Mondale, and Heinz, you guys are the greatest morning show anytime. team that there ever was, is, or will be. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Wow.
Thanks. And finally, summing it up, we'll just skip through the other day parts. Greg Thunder's great. I know that. To the people behind the scenes, thanks for keeping it rolling. To the people who sold WLOL, why? Why would you do it when everything was looking up? Why not a year ago when things weren't so good? Why would you choose the station's peak to abandon it? I guess I don't really want to know the answers. It would hurt too much. I'll never be able to forgive you, but thanks for being there in the first place. In closing, I would like to say thank you, and I love you for all you've given me. I'll miss you more than I care than I could say. Good luck to all of you in the future. And that's from Renee Thiel.
Wow, Frederick, thanks,
Wisconsin.
Renee.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, as we continue, 989-WLOL, if there's something you want to hear, a bit from the past, a song parody or whatever, we'll try and get it on for you. This one, obviously.
This is my mother's favorite song. She had me tape this for her.
Here's remember the whole controversy with Justify My Love, the video from Madonna. Well, what a lot of people don't know is when the video was actually delivered to Madonna's house for her personal screening of it, Cliff Clavin delivered the video, and lo and behold, he had a tape recorder with him.
Good morning there. Cliff Clavin from the United States Postal Service, ma'am.